No criminal charges are being considered against a driver involved in a fatal crash involving a pedestrian on Sunday afternoon. Members of the New Westminster Police Department attended the 100 block of East Columbia Street about 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 19, after receiving a report that a pedestrian had been struck by the driver of a semi-truck. Officers were provided with numerous videos and witness testimony, NWPD spokesperson Sergeant Andrew Lever told the Record. After conducting a thorough investigation and examining all evidence, there is no evidence to support criminal charges against the driver. The road was closed for several hours while the NWPD's Major Crime Unit and members of the Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service collected evidence. The work has now shifted from a criminal investigation to one where information is being gathered to provide to the City of New Westminster Engineering Services for consideration, said a NWPD news release. According to the press release, driver of the truck that struck and killed the pedestrian remained on scene and has cooperated with investigators. The victim was a man in his 50s. This is a tragic event and we'd like to again extend our condolences to the family of the deceased, Lever said in the news release. Incidents like this can be an upsetting thing to witness, and we'd like those people to know there is support available. The New Westminster Police Department said that anyone who witnessed this incident and is in need of support can call the Victim Assistance Unit at 604-529-2525 or email vow at nwpolice.org. The police department states that there is no need for additional dashcam footage to be sent to the Major Crime Unit. Numerous people have provided dashcam footage and witness statements, said the news release. Investigators would like to extend their thanks to the public for this assistance. Following the fatal crash, Mayor Patrick Johnston told the Record he'd be asking staff to consider interim and long-term measures to improve pedestrian safety along the stretch of road where the man was killed. He said the city will also be reaching out to TransLink and the Ministry of Transportation, as this area is a designated truck route and is on the major road network.